I'm Dan Klufstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker continues to face an onslaught of legal challenges to the emergency authority he's used during the COVID-19 pandemic. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Though Pritzker has been dismissive of those challenges, Southern Illinois attorney Thomas DeVore has pressed on with lawsuits from a slew of businesses and, most notably, Republican State Representative Darren Bailey. Each of those suits claims Pritzker overextended his emergency powers when he ordered Illinoisans to stay home and required businesses to close. Instead, the state legislature and/or the Department of Public Health should have ordered those things. Within the last few weeks, the state attorney general's office moved all of those cases, including Darren Bailey's, to federal court. But the U.S. Justice Department, in a court filing last week, said Bailey's case should not be there because it doesn't involve federal law. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
An Illinois Republican says he has taken steps to start the recall process against Governor Pritzker. State Representative Alan Skillicorn was chastised by the governor Tuesday for consistently voting against spending on vital programs. Skillicorn of Crystal Lake says the governor failed to act to fix the Department of Employment Security's unemployment benefits system. Pritzker brushed off the criticism during his daily briefing.
Well, you couldn't possibly anticipate that we would have a number of unemployment filings that was an enormous multiple of that which occurred during the Great Recession.
Pritzker has previously said the old system was outdated and that made it difficult for some individuals to put in claims. Skillicorn's effort would require bipartisan support from the General Assembly and hundreds of thousands of petition signatures to get a recall question on the ballot. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker says the entire state is set to move into the next phase of the Restore Illinois plan on Friday. Phase 3 allows businesses such as salons and summer camps, plus outdoor dining, and permits gatherings of up to 10 people. Pritzker says all regions of the state are meeting the requirements to take this step, including stable hospitalizations, availability of hospital beds, and a COVID-19 test positive rate of less than 20%. Officials continue to emphasize the importance of wearing masks, washing hands, and social distancing. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported nearly 1,200 new cases Tuesday and 39 additional deaths. I'm Dan Klufstad. You're listening to Morning Edition.
I'm Leah Lerner. In Southern Illinois, the Southern 7 Health Department, along with the Jackson, Perry, Jefferson, and Franklin Williamson Bi-County Health Departments, are reporting a small number of new COVID-19 cases, while the Egyptian Health Department is reporting no new cases. Area health officials report people continue to recover and are being released from isolation. The health departments encourage area residents to view the state's guidelines for businesses to safely reopen for the start of Phase 3 this Friday. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state has posted guidelines and toolkits for restaurants, bars, gyms, salons, retail stores, and more to reopen this Friday.
These recommendations reflect the questions and ideas brought to us by businesses of every size, background, and region in the state and by their workers, and prioritize public health as our guiding light. You can't build a strong economy if people aren't comfortable being a part of it.
The guidelines are available online at dceo.illinois.gov. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White says his offices will reopen on June 1st and 2nd. Secretary of State spokesperson Dave Drucker says driver services facilities will open next week, but they're going to focus on those with most urgent needs for the first 2 months.
The emphasis for people who come in would be on driver's licenses and IDs that have expired, license plates that have expired, and new drivers, particularly teens that are coming out of driver's education programs.
Many locations will have expanded hours. To get all the details on when your local facility will open, visit cyberdriveillinois.com. You can also use the website to renew your vehicle registration. I'm Leah Lerner.